السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of this universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Allah, we beseech Thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. We discuss a very important and sensitive topic at the same time, and that is Sifatul Munafiqeen. Sifat is the plural of Sifa, the qualities, attribute, and Munafiqeen refers to the hypocrites. In Quran Kareem, Almighty Allah makes reference to them in the hadith of Mustafa alayhi salatu salam. As I mentioned before, and I repeat, it's very easy to judge others. What is needed from each one of us, whether we are in America, Europe, Africa, Asia, any part of the world, Arab countries, Muslim countries, we all need to check and revisit and analyze and do some introspection. Some soul searching is required. Which side of the fence are we? Let us just go and understand Munafiq, the term. You see, we went for Hajj, we went for Umrah, Alhamdulillah, may Almighty Allah accept it and take us to the Holy Lands time and time again, inshallah. So they built a nafaq, noon, fa, qaf. Those are the tunnels. Why is a nafaq called nafaq? Because you are building a tunnel in under that mountain, through that hill and so forth. Now Munafiq, we have a hole, we have an opening, a crevice right in our hearts. And that is not accommodating the iman, the faith. So nifaq, hypocrisy, we get two types. One is nifaqul akbar, people who are hypocrites in their belief structures. Outwardly, they say kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, but it's nothing from the heart, it's just lip service. That me and you cannot judge, only Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is a judge of that. But nifaq amali, the nifaq in the actions, the hypocrisy in the actions, that me and you can see, and many a time it is glaring. Regarding that, qala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Master Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, arba'un man kunna fi, four qualities, whosoever has it, a person possesses these four, then kana munafiqan, he or she is a hypocrite as far as their deeds and actions go. We already mentioned regarding the inside, the belief structures, that Almighty Allah is the sole judge, we are not the judges. Wa in kanat fi khaslatun minhunna, if he or she has one quality of this, kanat fihi khaslatun min an-nifaq, then that one quality of hypocrisy that person has, hatta yada'aha, till he or she leaves it. So it shows that we need to change and change for the better. We are in 1428. It is still the beginning, the 11th of Muharram. Before death overtakes us, we meet Almighty Allah and we have saved ourselves from nifaq and hypocrisy with all its manifestations and dimensions. What other qualities did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam speak about? Man idha haddatha kadhab. When they speak lies. Be honest, how many of us speak lies today? And when we are caught out because they are witnesses or they are documentary proof. What do? We say, wallahi, qasam, we take an oath, we bring Allah in that. What do the munafiqun do as mentioned in the Quran? Quran say that they take their oaths, junnah. They take aymanahum junnah. They take their oath as a shield. They take it as a weapon to cover themselves. Almighty Allah revealed the whole surah regarding them. And they should come to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and take oath. إذا جاءك المنافقون قالوا نشهد إنك لرسول الله. Surah number 61, Almighty Allah speaks about, Surah number 63 rather, Almighty Allah speaks about the munafiqoon, and there Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us that these munafiqeen and hypocrites, they came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, we bear testimony, we take oath that you are the messenger of Allah. Almighty Allah answered in front, Wallahu yashhadu innal munafiqeen lakathibun. Allah bears testimony that they are liars. اتخذوا أيمانهم جنة. So they are the one who take their oath and they use it as a weapon, as a shield. Are we not doing the same? We lie and we think we are shrewd. We made the customer a fool. We made that person a fool. So we are fooling ourselves in the process. Therefore, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah used to have engraved on his ring, Jirmuhu swagir wa jurmuhu kabir. The size of the tongue is small, the crime it commits is big. This lying has become a fashion. We lie about our age. We lie when we propose. We lie when we want to start a business. Every way we just find lies. And then there is no remorse. Rather, we think that we are so intelligent. And when we are caught, we use the name of Almighty Allah. So we are now exacerbating the situation, and you know that we're making from Kabira to Akbarul Kabair, because now you are using Allah's name, and that's a major, major sin, that you take false oath, and you bring Almighty Allah now in the picture. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ. So each one of us, how many lies did we speak today? We speak lies to our wife, we speak lies to the husband, we speak lies to our children. Easy example. Someone phones. The father is sitting there. You pick up. The son, the daughter picks up the phone. Your father, the mother would say, tell him, that person on the phone, I'm not here. One, we lied. Second, we are training and giving our children the lesson that to lie is permissible. So what tarbiyah, what recommendations, what reformation are we bringing to our own children? And we wonder that how come our children are rebellious and lying to us? But we are the one who taught them all these things. So 101 examples we can give. إِذَا حَدَّثَ, when he speaks, so then كَذَبَ, he lies. There is no reason to lie. Siddiq, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, when he speaks of taqwa, Allah tells us how to adopt the taqwa. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Oh, you who believe, 89 times. Inculcate this taqwa and piety. وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. And speak straight. Speak truthful. Allah will elevate you. Allah will bring you to give you the honor and dignity. وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Izzat, honor, dignity belongs to Almighty Allah and His Messenger. It belongs to the believers. But the munafiqeen and hypocrites don't understand. That is what the message of Quran is. وَإِذَا وَعَدَ أَخْلَفْ. And when they promised, the lies were for the past. Now the future, when they promise, they break their promises. How many of us we promise? Don't worry, I will think about the proposal and we'll come back to you. In 1 week, we'll come back after istikhara. 1 month passes, bichara, that man is still waiting there for the answer to come. He'll phone us, he told me, I say, bye, they already gave you the message, they're not interested in you. You went with a croc car, you didn't go with a BMW, be my wife, and you went with some ordinary nose car, so they're not interested, they didn't even bother to phone you back. But we promised him we'll phone him back. We don't even consider it as a sin, as a wrong. We say he came and wasted our time. But do we realize the Islamic implications? When we promise, and that time our intention is to fulfill the promise, then subsequently unforeseen circumstances took place and we didn't, no fault of ours, then there's no sin on that person. Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, إِذَا وَعَدَ الرَّجُلُ. And when a person makes a promise, وَنَوَا أَيْ يَفِيَ بِهِ. He made the intention to fulfill it. فَلَمْ يَفِي. Then he couldn't fulfill it for some unforeseen reason. فَلَا جُنَاهَ عَلَيْهِ. Then there is no harm, no sin on that person. The hadith in Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi. But we, when we are already promising that time, we know we are already not going to fulfill it. We tell the customer there's guarantee on this. We won't write it, we'll just tell him verbally. But we know after 1 week, 1 month, he must come back. We'll tell him, go fly a kite. We don't know anything about guarantee. So where is our promise? Where is our tongue? Where is our honor? You look at our forefathers, they didn't know so much about Islam, but they had the fear of Almighty Allah. That mother who couldn't read and write, she had the fear of Almighty Allah. Today, where are we? What good is all this education? The more education we are acquiring, the more we lie, the more we break our promises, the more the fear of Allah disappears. So where are we heading, O Ummat Muslimah? Why your families are breaking up? Why our marriages are breaking up? Why are so many problems, civil wars going on? Because we are not true to ourselves. We are not true to our families and our spouses. We have brought the qualities of nifaq and hypocrisy. Why did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach us? Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minan nifaq. O Almighty Allah, I seek your protection from hypocrisy. Washiqaq and fragmentation and disunity. Wasu'il akhlaq and bad character. To show us these are the dangers you'll be living with. And today, who can we trust? Can we trust people in our own profession? I'm a lawyer, can I trust another lawyer? I'm a doctor, can I trust another doctor? I'm an alim, can I trust another alim? I'm a businessman, can I trust another businessman? Be honest about it. We have become a society of munafiqeen and hypocrites. You know what Allah says? Ya'muruna bil munkari wa yanhauna 'anil ma'ruf. There the munafiqeen's quality is they command the vices and they prohibit the good. They command the vices. Ya'muruna bil munkar wa yanhauna 'anil ma'ruf. وَيَقْبِدُونَ أَيْدِيَهُمْ And they hold back their hands, never want to spend on creation, on people, on anything. And فَنَسُوا اللَّهُ And they forget Almighty Allah. So once they forgot Almighty Allah, Allah Ta'ala forgot them also. What means Allah? Allah never forgets. How they abandoned Allah, Allah neglected them and abandoned them. اِسْتَحْوَزَ عَلَيْهُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ So what happened? They forgot to remember Allah. Allah say, go, I also not interested in you. This is the phase and the stage we are going through now. Think about how many promises we made. Our non-Muslim maid, how many times we promised her. Then she wonders, those Muslim they tandaza and they pray. The other day one African lady, non-Muslim lady came and tell me, she said, what is wrong with you Muslims? What do? We just look down in shame. Say that people pray, but this is how they behave. Now what do? We have to just look down. Because instead of sending the positive message of Islam with our lies and breaking promises, we send the negative message that the Muslims, yes, we are, have become the target of society because we are inviting others to do so, because we give them an opportunity and a chance. I'm not saying everybody, but many of us. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبْ وَإِذَا وَادَ أَخْلَفْ وَإِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَرْ And when we are involved in an argument and debate, and we have a quarrel, then we start using abusive language. The F and the B's, and what then what will come out? That person, father, grandfather, grandmother, everybody, whether they're living or they're dead, all will come out. Because we become so personal now, so now we start using the vulgar language. We start using all these terms, which when a person now is going for that person in that discussion or quarrel or dispute or whatever else we want to call it. Are we not doing this? Let us just have an argument regarding money. That person there, he told you it's 5,000 rand, 2,000 rand. When you want to pay him, he told you, no, it's 5,500, 2,200. Then you see all the problems. Today, people seem very humble. Sometimes they look so humble when you see them reading Salat and so forth. But let someone criticize him. Let someone tell him his fault. And then see, all the so-called humility, everything thrown out of the window. And then the true colors come about. So this is the qualities we need to learn. That we have within ourselves. And I'm not saying this. Nabi alayhi salatu salam goes on. The hadith in Sahih Muslim. This person is munafiq. وَإِنْ صَامَ وَصَلَّى وَزَعَمَ أَنَّهُ مُسْلِمٌ although he is fasting, whether it's Ashura or Ramadan, wasallah, whether he's reading Salat, five times Salat and Tahajjud, and he thinks that he's a good Muslim, but he's a munafiq in these qualities, he is a hypocrite. So how can we change the situation? وَإِذَا أَتُمِنَ خَانَ. And when that person is entrusted with something, then he commits khiyanat in amanat. He commits breach of trust. People left their watch. People left their money. People left their jewelry. People left a book by you. And when we came back, you see what you're talking. I know nothing about your book. Who is no witnesses? It was just an agreement among me and you. You come and left the book, the tape, the cassette by me, and I tell you, go fly a kite. I know nothing about it. So what is that? And it's happening daily, how you see. Let talaq take place, Allah forbid. And see then what happens regarding the jewelry, regarding the trousseau. Then you will see the true qualities of people. Let a dispute take place regarding inheritance. Then the person will forget all his salat. He wants his last 1,000 rand. He won't say, for the sake of peace, let me forego the 1,000 rand and let me keep the family united. Everybody wants to squeeze out the last cent. And fighting and you go to hell. I don't care what happens to you. When this is our attitude, then what is left? Be honest about it. We broke our own families. We took them to pieces. And are we not sending the message of nifaq? When you speak of salat, what is happening to salat? Today I analyze, I go and lecture every Friday or most Fridays, you know. You will see the masjid gets full khutbah time, the Arabic khutbah. After the imam reads the Jummah salat and maybe the dua, the masjid is three-quarter empty. Last in and first out. Exact quality of the munafiqeen and hypocrites. وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَىٰ. When they stand for salat, the Quran Karim states, they stand up lazily. Why do they come? يُرَاءُونَ النَّاسِ. They just come to show their faces to people. وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They remember Allah little bit. They will just difficulty read the 2 rakat salat. I'm speaking of Jumu'ah, not other salats. Other salats are even worse. مُذَبَذَبِينَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ. They're in the state of flux. They don't know whether they must join the Muslims, whether they must join the Kafirs. When it comes Jummah, they say, let us join the Muslims. When it comes weekend, they say, let us go to the club. Let us go to the wine. Let us go to the alcohol and drugs. Let us go dancing, boyfriend, girlfriend, all that. Now they're in that state there. مُذَبْذَبِينَ. Look at Quran, my dear brother. Look at Quran, my dear sister. Today, we become a paragon of piety in front of people. Qualities of munafiqeen. When we alone, in the darkness of my night, what are we doing, my sister? Are you not watching things you're not supposed to watch? Are you not doing things alone when you go for holiday? يَسْتَغْفُونَ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَسْتَغْفُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ. وَهُوَ مَعَهُمْ إِذْ يُبَيِّتُونَ مَا لَا يَرْضَىٰ. So they fear the people, Quran says. But they don't fear Almighty Allah, that Allah who is with them when they make the night, when they spend the night. Now in the darkness of the night, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, no one is watching. Let me on my cell phone and send the dirty messages. Let me receive the dirty messages. Let me on the film and movie. Let me on the video and DVD. Let me watch this movie porn. Let me watch that adult movie. Whatever it is. You're fearing men, you're not fearing Allah. That Allah who knows everything. Allah has mentioned us as a quality of hypocrites. Are we not guilty? When we alone on holiday, we're going to Dubai. We're going to London. We're going to India. Where's your scarf? Where's your izar? You feared people, and then you came to Channel Islam with a big parda. Now go turn my words around. That I said you mustn't wear parda. No, I said, wear parda and hijab, but all times. Not when you come to an Islamic organization or front of a Maulana or front of an Imam or Mufti or Sheikh, then we wear our Islamic garb. And when we go holiday, then three-quarters of the clothes are gone. Who are we fooling? That is a question. We need to understand this. The men also. It's not addressed to women only. The men as well. When the long weekend comes, now we go to such places, and then you will find the person who's right in behind the imam, five times a day, takbir-e-ula. Now he's going to such resorts. He's ogling the whole time. Which woman I can see who's more naked? And that is his enjoyment. Are we just not hypocrisy? We fear people, but we don't fear Allah. And if you ask him, what you seeing, Baji? Say, I'm looking at the scenery. What scenery? Two-legged scenery. So we must remember this, that we cannot fool Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah is giving examples of munafiqeen in Quran. They take Allah's name in vain for protection. They don't spend in the path of Allah. They command the vices. They prevent the good. And they forget Almighty Allah. How much time do we remember Allah? Each one of us. Just work out from yesterday till today. One day. Today to tomorrow. How much we remembered Allah. How much time we spent on magazines, on newspapers, on TV, on the radio, on this, on that, on that. And see how many things. How much time did we leave for Allah? 2 times, 10 times, 100 times to read salawat, to durood sharif, istighfar, salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kalima tawheed, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. We have no time. So not making dhikr is a sign of nifaq and hypocrisy. Because we want to remember Allah only when calamities come. When the calamity come, now let me read this. You know what the munafiqeen used to do, the mushrikeen used to do? Quran says. When they used to go in their boat, now they're going from Cape Town to Durban, for example. We just give examples. Now the boat is going, and it's fun and games and enjoyment. Suddenly, min kulli makan, from all sides, the waves are getting higher and higher. When they fear, they're going to drown. فَإِذَا رَكِبُوا فِي الْفُلْكِ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Now they call Almighty Allah, Allah, please save us, please save us. فَلَمَّا نَجَّاهُمْ إِلَى الْبَرِّ إِذَا هُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. When we save them and rescue them, they go to the land, they are safe, they go back to their kufr and shirk. When that calamity passes, we go back to our vices and evil. We committing the same crime the mushrikeen and the polytheists and the kafir used to do. I don't say we become non-Muslim, but I'm saying this, that we imitating, emulating them. Who is there to teach a ma'asum child? Who is there to teach a young daughter, young son of ours? True value system. Why today we as Muslims, some places we have become the worst people, the most hated people. One, because of our religion. One, because we don't practice on our religion. One, because we send the strong signals. Do business with a Muslim and he'll eat you up. Do business with a non-Muslim and he will be honest. I'm not saying all cases, but many cases it is true. So let us be honest to ourselves. That where is our iman? Where is the nifaq? So with no sense playing the blame game. Blame this one, everybody is doing it. No, but Allah, there is personal responsibility. Now you can tell me that I gave a very good lecture and very good lesson and what, all those, fine. Where do I start? Where do you start? First start we make is first we admit guilt. Yes, Allah, I have within myself certain qualities of a hypocrite. First thing is admission of guilt. That's your starting point. That's my starting point. Yes, Allah, I have this weakness in me. Yes, Allah, I have this shortcoming in me. So first point is that. Second one, now we go on the path of rectification. How are we going to rectify it? Only dua is not sufficient. Only trying to rectify it is not sufficient. So we use both. We make dua to Allah. Repeat dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minan nifaq. Oh Allah, I seek your protection. Minan nifaq, from hypocrisy. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minan nifaq. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from hypocrisy and nifaq. So one side we make the dua. If you want the whole dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minan nifaq wa shiqaq. Shiqaq with a qaf. Qaf, alif, qaf. Disunity, fragmentation, discord. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minan nifaq wa shiqaq wa su'il akhlaq. And from bad, terrible character. What wonderful dua Mustafa alayhi salam taught us. So we read that dua. And then, after admission of guilt, now we work on it. We took Allah's name in vain so many times. Now we say, no more am I going to use Allah's name to come out from a tight situation. No more will I lie. No more will I make false promises. No more will there be breach of trust. So all these qualities which we have spoken about, so we try and rectify the situation. We will not become awliyaullah in one day. We will not be able to become excellent Muslims in one day, but at least the effort should start. Realize and send the right signals to the non-Muslims and then see what a beacon of light you have become. Even a non-Muslim will see you. They will say that this is the type of Muslim I want to be. This person's actions, his speech is already an invitation towards Islam. But can we say that about ourselves? Our business dealings, are they right or are they crooked? If you look today, I always say this, and I did no apology. Today, Muslim businessmen and multimillionaires and Muslim will find most of the time, majority of the time, behind the big fortune is some misfortune. We ate up someone's money. We crooked somebody in the inheritance. We did some crooked deal somewhere. Something, if you probe into it, you will find. And then to feel good, we will give some madrasa, some darulum, catch one maulana and give him some money and so forth, and say, buy this. But we know our conscience is still not clear, because when we do crooked, it can't be clear. So these are all lessons we need to learn. So the point I'm making, which is very, very important in this day and age, one side is iman, one side is kufr, one side is nifaq. And you know what Allah says in Quran? Innal munafiqeen fi ad-darkil asfali minan nar. Those people who are the munafiqeen and hypocrites, they will be in the lowest level of Jahannam. That is for people who are hypocrites regarding their belief. But when our actions are nifaq and hypocrites, then it comes to the heart also. Our actions must have an impact on our heart as well. So therefore, Allah is the sole judge. So always make dua. Almighty Allah protect us from all these type of problems and calamities and bad and terrible qualities. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi.